There's a guy named Penny in school, and Penny's not the most popular. He's very smart, but he's not the most popular. And it's more or less being in ninth grade. We're in like November now. And Penny is walking home from school one day, and he's got lots and lots and lots of textbooks and notebooks in his hand. And he's carrying all of them, and obviously, they're heavy. He's not the most coordinated guy around. And he trips, and all the books fall. And there are a few guys walking behind him, and they all start laughing. And one guy, Yossi, runs over and starts helping Penny pick up his books. And he's like, oh, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm taking my books home for the weekend, Friday afternoon. And so Yossi's like, well, where do you live? And it turns out they live on the street from there. He realized the first school. And so Yossi offers to help carry his books home. And now Penny and Yossi are walking next to each other. We'll all have Penny's books. Yossi's got half of them. Penny's got half of them. So while they're walking, they start talking. Yossi's pretty popular guy, a pretty cool guy. And he's talking to this guy, but he doesn't really know him. And so they're talking, and he's like, yeah, you're really good at math, right? He's like, yeah, I'm pretty good. He's like, any chance you could help me out with math? And so, Penny and Yossi agree that on Sunday afternoon, Yossi's going to go over to Penny's house, and Penny's going to help him out with his math homework. Great. And sure enough, they spend time working on math, and they hang out for a little bit. And over the course of the ensuing months, Penny and Yossi become pretty good friends.
Oh, okay.
Yossi realizes that Penny's a pretty cool guy, even though he's a little bit nerdy. He's a pretty cool guy. And, Yossi shows his friends that Penny's a pretty cool guy. And now, as time goes on, Penny he gets into the friend group. They start hanging out on Motzei Shabbos. And, by the end of freshman year, Penny's got a few friends. And then, over the summer, Penny grows up a little bit. He's not quite as nerdy, not quite as awkward. He's actually even a little bit athletic. He ends up playing on the basketball team. He's like the kind of guy who plays on the basketball team as a sophomore and a senior, as opposed to the guys who make it when they're freshman and junior. But okay, good enough. And by senior year, Penny's got a lot of friends. Yossi's got a lot of friends. Penny's playing basketball. He's pretty cool. And sure enough, he wins valedictorian. We said, man, Penny's a smart guy. And so Kidarko, the valedictorian of a school, tends to speak at graduation. And so Penny gets up at graduation, and he tells this story that we're hearing right now. He tells a story about one Friday afternoon where he carried all his books home when he met his friend Yossi. Yossi's sitting in the audience, and he's trying to figure out why in the world is he telling a story about how we met. And Penny, he stops for a moment, closes his eyes, and he says, I was carrying all my books home that day, because I wanted to clean up my locker. Because that weekend, I was having such a tough time in school. I had no friends. I felt like I didn't really belong. And I was planning on committing suicide. And I was planning on doing it, and I didn't. Because Yossi helped me out with my books. And we saw this trajectory. That they ended up hanging out on Sunday. They ended up becoming friends. And through Yossi, Penny ended up developing many, many more friends. And through one little act of, oh, hey, any chance you can help me with my math homework? Any chance you could do something? Just a little effort, a little bit of a display of reaching out, of saying, I care about you, I value you, I see that you're someone of importance. Yossi changed Penny's life. And so frequently, we don't really appreciate what impact our tiny little actions can make. Because the Medrash tells us that in our parasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming back to Egypt, Aharon HaKohen, who was the Gadol Hador, Aharon HaKohen was the leader of Bnei Yisrael, he goes out to greet Moshe Rabbeinu. And he just goes out. Moshe is coming, and Aharon goes out by himself to greet Moshe. But the Medrash says that if Aharon HaKohen had known that this would be written about in the Torah, if people would be hearing about this generations later, he would have brought out a whole band, a whole parade to greet Moshe. Because what was the godless of what Aharon was doing? He was saying, Moshe, I know that I've been in charge, and now I'm going to let you be in charge, and that's okay. And I'm welcoming you in. That little display for Moshe gave him the confidence he needed to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. And so frequently in our lives, we don't realize the impact that we can have on people with just a little expression, a little gesture, a little something. Whether you could change someone's life, whether it's Yossi changing Penny's life, whether it's Aharon HaKohen giving Moshe the confidence that Aaron's got his back, that Aaron's going to support him throughout this Exodus experience. Each and every one of you can have such a massive impact on individuals by just a tiny little gesture as well.